Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
Well, good morning, Kansas City. It's Friday.
Finally. Yeah, it is.
Just saying that puts me in a good mood. It's Friday. I will tell you this. If you are leaving early to work, be careful. There's flooding all over the city right now.
Yeah, especially walking into work. Did you notice that, Teresa?
Yes, our parking garage is the worst. It's fun when it's currently raining and you go out there and it's like a waterfall. You think, well, this is really pretty, but I don't think it's supposed to do that inside our parking garage.
I get it.
I was just like, thank goodness I brought my kayak to work and I rode to the front door.
I was telling Teresa, if you're coming in from the Northland, you have to go through downtown, be real careful because, you know, first of all, there's no lights really there and you cannot see the water. I went through a puddle that had to be flooding that had to be at least close to a foot high.
Oh, wow.
And it scared me because I'm going like 45 miles an hour and it was just like and I couldn't see.
Hey, that was a really good sound
I
effect,
was just
by the way.
That was really impressed. Good.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, so please, please be careful out there. And they're saying the storms could get bad today. For us in the metro area, I was watching our friends at KCTV5, they said 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock, be ready for anything.
That's like the whole day.
3 to 9 o'clock
last night. There was at least two times when thunder struck. And it shook my entire house, woke up my dog, and it didn't stop. Like, that same thunder just kept going and going. In my mind, it felt like it was at least 2 minutes long.
Earthquake.
Yes,
it was a long storm. I think it woke me up around 1:30, maybe close to 2 o'clock.
I was up all night.
It was just one of those things. So please, please be careful. And we'll keep you, you know, up to date with all the weather. But the good news is it's Friday, and we're doing something fun for you. In fact, let's start it off right now with people who are listening. We have something very cool for you.
Yeah, it's Free Ticket Friday. So we've got a 4-pack of tickets to Worlds of Fun. They're celebrating opening day coming up May 4th. And just in case you're not a calendar scientist, it's April 26th, so May 4th is right around the corner.
Let me think. I think I know somebody who works there now. Oh, it's my son, Christian.
Don't you feel like every time we have a special event, her son Christian works there?
Yeah,
he is a man
really
about
gets
town.
Around.
Yeah, he is
Pretty
a man about town. So just call right now, 816-476-7093. Say the word Christian when we answer the phone. How about that? Give him a little shout out this morning. 816-476-7093.
Every phone is lit up. Which line, Tara?
Let's do number 3.
Okay. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Candy.
Hi, Candy.
How are you, Candy?
Great. How are you?
Doing great. Hopefully you'll be even better now because you're getting a 4-pack of tickets to Worlds of Fun for Free Ticket Friday.
Woohoo! I'm excited.
Good. We're going to put you on hold for just 1 second and I'll come back and get you your tickets, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be careful on the road out there. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, man, we got a lot happening in tabloid.
Yeah, we've got some rare red carpet appearances and why Swifties think there's some changes coming to the Eras Tour.
Good morning, Kansas City. Agoura Hills, Doja Cat, good morning, happy Friday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Coming up next, one of Teresa's favorite artists. And you know where he got his first start was America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
And he sang a cover of Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
I would like to hear that. I don't think I've seen that clip.
It's so amazing. It's so, so good. We're talking about Teddy Swims. But first, let's find out what's going on in tabloid.
Well, when Jenny Robinson and her daughter go to see Taylor Swift in Paris, they may get some updates to that Eras Tour. Taylor released some black and white clips of her practicing on stage, and the music on the video is Fortnite, but you recognize a lot of the same scenes that you've seen if you got to go to the show or if you've seen the movie, like you can see Lavender Haze and Champagne Problems, but there's a little clip that we haven't seen before of Taylor's dancers with top hats and canes leading Swifties to believe she's adding some of her new music from her new album. At the very least, I'll bet she adds Fortnite since that's the first single.
It's so cool. Speaking of Fortnite, if you notice on TikTok, if you go anywhere, the hottest selling t-shirt right now is Taylor Swift's face with Post Malone's tattoos all over
it. I love it.
It's the coolest t-shirt and sweatshirt I've ever seen.
I've actually seen a lot of ads for one that says, I cry a lot, but I'm so productive.
Yes.
I need to buy that. That's going to be my next shirt. By the way, we're hearing a little bit more about that double date. Rocket, you actually pointed this out, and I looked it up. And yeah, it looks like it wasn't just a dinner thing. Like, they had a weekend or a little trip to Carmel by the Sea with Travis and Taylor and then Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid. Donna Kelsey is the one who told us all about it. She's in Vegas, or she she was at least for a big QVC event. And Bradley Cooper is also there with his food truck, Danny and Coop's Philly Cheesesteaks. And there's a fun video where you see Donna walk up to the window to get a cheesesteak. And she says to Bradley, "Travis told me you'd be here." And he gives her a little fist bump. So cute. I love her. Patrick and Brittany Mahomes were all smiles as they stepped out on the red carpet last night at the Time 100 Gala in New York City. Matthew McConaughey and his wife, Camila, they also had a rare red carpet appearance with all three of their kids, Levi, Livingston, and their daughter, Vita, who, by the way, the daughter is a carbon copy of her mom. It's like cut, paste. There
it's
she
amazing.
Is.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that was an event in Texas.
You think there'll be a chance that Matthew McConaughey will be coming to Kansas City Chiefs games?
Hopefully.
Our number one draft pick is from University of Texas.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And he's a wide receiver, supposedly faster than our last guy we got rid of, Tyreek.
Our last guy we got rid of, Tyreek? Like, he's just some old sack of trash? You know that guy, whatever. Tyreek, I think his last name was Pill or something. Chill, I don't know. Who is this guy?
And finally, Emma Stone. Two-time Oscar winner, Emma Stone. Her real name is Emily Stone. She had to change it when she got her Screen Actors Guild card because you can't have two people with the same name. Mm-hmm. But she says, you know, at this point, she's got two Oscars. People know her. She would really like to start going by her real name, Emily. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations. Lean Kitchen KC.
All right, Teresa, here's your favorite song. Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't. These beautiful things that I. Benson Boone. Good morning, KC. It's all about the music. It's Rocket and Teresa's show. Up next, Taylor Swift. By the way, did you see the rumors yesterday that there could be another album dropping on June 7th?
I think it's Reputation.
I think it's Reputation, too. You and I were talking about
Taylor's
that earlier
version.
This morning. Yeah, Taylor's version. And June 7th is, you know whose birthday that is?
Whose?
Kanye West.
Ah, that would be perfect.
I mean, I see it coming. It's happening.
I wonder about all these things she does because she's so calculated. She's so amazing with all these Easter eggs and hidden meanings. Which comes first? Does she say like, oh, here's upcoming Kanye's birthday. We need to release something on this day. Like, while she's writing the songs and making the logos, what does she decide first? Does she make the video and then hide something? Does she decide to hide something and then make the video? I can't handle it. I can't even fathom it. And she's doing it left and right with everything.
Do you think she has an entire team who get a full-time salary
Absolutely.
And their only job
Absolutely.
Is to come up with Easter eggs?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's it. Your only job is to create Easter eggs on all of my
It works.
Merchandise and albums.
Just watching the videos yesterday, people were freaking out like, I just now got used to these 30 tracks. Freaking out. Have you got through the second half
yes,
yet?
Yes, it's so good. It makes me sick to my stomach. It's so good.
Do you think every now and then there's an Easter egg that we think we figured out and it actually was a complete accident and
it's
Taylor
nothing.
Just goes, oh, well, that was nice.
Classic me.
All right. Well, of course, we have to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs Woo! And their draft pick. They traded up and drafted Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy with the 28th overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft. The Chiefs are scheduled next to pick up the 64th overall selection in the second round. As far as the number one overall pick, that went to the Chicago Bears, and they got USC quarterback Caleb Williams. Did you see where Goodell had back surgery, and everybody was told to be very gentle and not give him the traditional hug?
Yeah.
But that one guy came up and hugged him and picked him up
yes.
off the ground.
I saw videos of, because we traded up with Buffalo to get this pick, and the Buffalo fans were losing their mind, because this guy that we picked up is the fastest guy to ever run the 40 in all of before getting ready for the draft.
Mm-hmm.
He is fast, and he's got a quarterback that can throw to him.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Play at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans came to a halt yesterday thanks to an unwelcome visitor on the golf course. An alligator crawled
Big
across
alligator.
The tee box on hole 17, surprising both spectators and players. Security allowed the alligator to pass through without incident. It took a few minutes, though,
yeah,
didn't it?
It
took a while that they had to stop play. And two Alabama families welcome babies who both have names that go together. But keep in mind, these families don't know each other. So they had babies that were both born in the same hospital, both on April 10th. The mom, that we have Sophie Clark and Nicole Davis, they named their babies Johnny Cash and June Carter.
I love it.
That's
both babies
amazing.
In the nursery at the same time,
yeah.
And the families did not know each other. That's what's trending on Mix.
It's all about the music. Olivia Rodrigo, Obsessed. Now, look, it's call me stupid, but I don't really get women. You guys know that, right?
Duh.
And I'm just curious. I'd love to hear from, of course, you two and anybody else, any other woman out there, 816-476-7093, call or text. Do you really feel that song that you've been obsessed with somebody, with an ex?
I don't think I've been obsessed to that point where I'm thinking, did she sleep here or where I'm sleeping in this bed and everything that she says in the song. But I can remember when I first met my husband, I wanted to know all about his exes and what'd you do with her and how did you meet her? And oh, did True. You go to the same restaurant with her?
Is that healthy though?
No, not Absolutely at all. Not. Absolutely not. It is not.
I'm listening to this song. I'm going, there's women that feel that way. And I want to know why.
I don't think I feel that way with my husband, but definitely in high school, Facebook was becoming a thing. People would post like 90 picture albums every weekend, and you could just creep on these exes left and right and be like, oh, I guess she's fun in this way. Maybe I should be more, maybe I should play beer pong. I should do this. And the thing is, he's with you now, girl. Okay? He's not with her, so maybe don't try to be like her.
I don't know. You say you're not like that with your husband, but anybody says the word Molly and you freak out, and that was just a dream that he had about someone even know.
Was it a dream or was he confessing to something?
I just don't see how that could be healthy, especially in another relationship. Are they obsessed or are they jealous?
Rocket, nothing women do is actually healthy. You need to understand that right now.
I just want to figure it out.
It's not sane or healthy. It's just what we do.
What convinced you to stop thinking that way, though, Teresa?
Oh, mine was never at a weird unhealthy. Like, it was just literally curiosity. Like, oh, okay, so this was your first girlfriend and then this one and, you know, give me some details and then I moved on.
How long were you with this person? Did they cheat on you? Have you ever cheated on a girlfriend? What's going on? What's going on here? Why did you go back with this person after you broke up with them? Oh. Are you going to break up with me? Are you going to cheat on me?
Mine wasn't even that in-depth.
Yeah, mine neither. I was just joking.
Let's just end this call.
Just joshing you. Just pulling your chain.
Jack Harlow, Loving on Me. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Happy Friday. The winning continues with trivia.
Yeah, we've got a pair of tickets to see NF at the T-Mobile Center Friday, May 10th. It's just around the corner. All you have to do is answer one of my trivia questions correctly. Call now to play 816-476-7093.
You really do like this new formula where they have to, it's not the same question.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yesterday we stumped people for what felt like 98 minutes.
Yes.
So maybe it'll be a little faster today.
All right, let's go to the phones, 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, are you ready?
Yes.
12% of people say this does not need to go in the fridge. What is it?
Syrup.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Sophie.
Here we go.
The song is Two Worlds by Phil Collins. What movie is it from?
Aladdin.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Sienna.
Here we go.
You have to answer quickly. Which is more, 227 pennies or 23 dimes?
23 dimes.
Yes, you did it.
You know what? I didn't know whether to hit the buzzer because I didn't know the answer.
I just blacked out everything.
Yes.
She's like, what year is it? Yeah. So you get a pair of tickets to see NF at the T-Mobile Center on May 10th.
Awesome.
What if we go on hold for just 1 second as I go over these answers we did not get? 12% of people say pickles do not need to go in the fridge.
Oh, I thought it was ketchup, maybe.
Two Worlds by Phil Collins is from Tarzan. Or Tar's Land, as my daughter would say. And 227 pennies is obviously $2.27. 23 dimes is $2.30.
Obviously.
Hey, when we come back in about 12 minutes, are we going to make Tara feel old?
If you'd like.
That's not a fun game.
If that gives you joy to make a pregnant woman with anxiety feel old.
Ew, yucky. Why are we playing that?
Selfish. Good morning, Kansas City. Coming up next, Taylor Swift, which, by the way, I'm sure Jenny is super excited.
Jenny Robinson.
Yeah, her and her daughter are going to Paris to see Taylor Swift, the local winner. Cool thing about this is a 12-year-old gets to go. We just found out Paramore is going to be the opening
act. There's like three or four dates kicking off in Paris on May 9th.
All right. Right now, I want you to play along with us. These are movies that turned 20 years old in 2024.
Yeah, and let me just remind you that Tara is, as she likes to say, 90 months pregnant. She is feeling really good and comfortable this morning, not cranky at all. And so this list is going to make her feel really good about herself.
Here's the thing, though. Tara knows movie quotes and lines.
Dumb movies.
But let me tell you something. I'm just a teen mom over here. There's no way I'm going to remember these 20-year-old movies, okay?
All right, here we go. You can play along in your car. See if you know, recognize these movies. Turning 20 years old in 2024.
Really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
I saw that.
Do you know what it is?
Is that Anchorman?
Yes. Okay.
If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you.
Shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. You can dodge a wrench.
You can dodge a ball.
By the way, I can't play along because I know what they are.
Well, you said they've all been programmed with the three laws. So that means we have 1,000 robots that will not try to protect themselves if it violates a direct order from a human. And I'm betting one who will.
Detective, put your gun down.
Why do you give them faces? Try to friendly them all up, make them look all human.
These robots are not susceptible to intimidation.
I guess if you didn't, we wouldn't trust them.
These robots are USR property.
Not me. These things are just lights and clockwork.
You don't know?
I'd be impressed if you know this one.
It's that Will Smith movie. Is it called iRobot?
I was going to say, why are you impressed? Because it literally said the word robot 5 times in the clip.
This is a little. This one's a little harder, and it's. I love the movie because it's based on a true story.
Okay.
And me being out of Texas, I can relate to it.
Me, being perfect, is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends. Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done. Can you live in that moment as best you can with clear eyes and love in your heart?
Do you know the movie?
I know that's my boy, Billy Bob.
Yeah.
I can't think of the movie. Is it Remember the Titans?
What's that movie called? No, that's a good movie. Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
I didn't get that one either because I think I only watched the TV show and not the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
I think you're going to get this one. One more.
What's up, money? You got a problem? What you looking at my ass for? Nah, yo, hold my poodle. Hold my poodle. Hey, yo, what's up? Y'all got a problem? Y'all want some of this? You want some of this, punk? What? What, boy? What? I take the both of you. Cut it out. What? He looking at me like I'm some kind of girl, man.
You are a girl. Then you better start acting like one, or you're going to be an unemployed girl.
White Chicks.
I knew you
Is that your favorite movie?
I have never
seen it. I can't sit through it. I've tried to watch it 1 million times, and 5 minutes in, I'm done.
I gotta be honest. In light of the things we know now, it doesn't feel right. It feels a little icky to watch that movie.
All right, trending's coming up in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, talk about the Chiefs and their draft pick.
Dua Lipa, Houdini. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Up next, one of my favorite singers. He was discovered on a singing show, Harry Styles. We all know him. I love his music. Did you see that his stalker went to jail for sending him 8,000 cards a month?
That's how often you text women that you're interested in, right?
That's how often you text us on a Tuesday night.
She's not as aggressive if it's a text, I guess, with a happy face emoji.
Late night talking coming up next.
Softens the blow.
Or the spaces between the exclamation marks.
We get it.
It really eases things.
But then he gives me a thumbs up, and I'm like, that's aggressive.
Yeah, screw you, man.
All right, so let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. They traded up and drafted Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy with the 28th overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft. Their next pick will be the 64th overall. As far as the number one overall pick, that went to the Chicago Bears, and they took USC quarterback Caleb Williams. So fun for them. They got the first pick, new quarterback, and a new stadium coming, right?
Oh, yeah. You and I did talk about that off the air,
didn't we? Yeah, I saw a video about it.
It's right there on the water and the lake. It's beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
A former former high school athletic director in Maryland is accused of using artificial intelligence to frame the school's principal. This is such a crazy story. So he used AI to fake the principal's voice saying offensive things, got the principal to where he was temporarily removed from his job back in January, and then luckily they were able to trace it back to the guy's email, and he was fired and arrested. But it's because the principal found out he was misusing school funds. But all because of AI, everyone thought he really said these things, and he didn't.
Well, I was experimenting with AI, and it doesn't sound anything like me.
Maybe that's just the program that you found, because I know there is some that do sound like it. I mean, they talk about people all the time, like whenever you answer your phone, don't say, hi, this is Teresa, because they can take your voice, and people are using it to scam other people on the phone.
We're definitely screwed. Our voices are on so many different platforms right now.
Saying really, so easy. Saying really offensive things, but we probably actually said because you heard it on the radio.
Not even AI.
Yeah. And finally, a couple in Utah has been reunited with their cat, who they accidentally shipped in an Amazon package that they were returning. This is Carrie Clark and her husband.
We got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world. I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around. She was trapped in an Amazon package.
And it was in this really big sized Amazon package.
We had no idea. So Matt took the package to the drop off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
I'm glad she sounds so happy and funny, because that poor cat went 6 days without food and water. He's fine. The cat's going to be fine, but still, you are horrible pet parents.
You know what else I'm thinking about? If there's like a smaller box inside that rammed into the cat every time it turned around, that poor fella deserves extra kibble.
So scary. That's what's trending on Mix. We actually have a 50-50 deal because it's Friday.
Yes, we do. You could win $225 gift cards to Twin Peaks with our 50-50 deals. Now, this goes live on mix93.com right at 8 a.m., where you spend just $25 to get $50 toward Twin Peaks. But we'll give it to you for free right now, 816-476-7093. It's a great place to check out all of the NFL draft action this weekend.
It really is. And the food's good. The food's really, really good.
That's the only reason you go, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the food.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Sophie.
Hey, Sophie, you get two $25 gift cards to Twin Peaks as part of our 50-50 deals.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You bet. Enjoy. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. Harry Styles on Mix. Things haven't been quite the same. Teddy Swims, Lose Control, one of Teresa's favorite artists. I played for Teresa earlier. You know, he got discovered on TV shows, like most people do, singing. And he's saying, Journey's Don't Stop Believing. What did you think?
I thought it was amazing. When it first started, it sounded like Journey.
Yes. If you get a chance, go in a rabbit hole and just watch all it. Because that's how he got famous, was YouTube. Mm-hmm. And he would just record other people's music, but in his own style. It's just absolutely amazing.
I like it.
All right. Now, explain to me what's happening right now.
Well, I just found this list that it's things that we all do, but we never talk about. And I went through and I do all of these. And I think that most people are going to agree. So I was curious. For example, when you get a call from a weird number or an unknown number, do you immediately Google it? Whose number is that? Where's it coming from?
I just block it.
Yeah,
you've never looked it up? You've never looked up a number to see who it was that was calling?
No. I double click the side button so it goes away, and then I block them when the phone call's over.
That seems outrageous to me, because I don't do it every time, but I have definitely looked up a number.
I never have.
Wow, you guys are boring.
maybe if it came through on my husband's phone.
I would love to know on the text line. Let me know if you do that, because I know I'm not the only one. 816-476-7093. When your flight doesn't board for like an hour or two and you're hungry, but you still have to go all the way to your gate first just to make sure that it exists and it's there. And then you can go to like the bathroom and get a coffee or whatever.
Absolutely. That's like a law.
It's just common sense. And you try to find this way you know the closest restaurant you're going to go to your gate.
Yeah. When you need a specific item at a grocery store, but someone is standing in front of it, so instead of saying, excuse me, or just waiting, you kind of pretend like you're shopping for something else until they move.
No, I just stand there, so I know it irritates them. I don't say anything mean.
I feel like that's kind of rude.
No,
I pretend I'm kind of looking for other things, so I don't seem like I'm just staring at them like, hey, get out of my way.
I definitely just say, excuse me, and grab it. We're all three different.
Yeah.
I'm right. have you ever done this where your remote is missing and you're just convinced that someone in your house is sitting on it, even though you've checked everyone's butt, and then you just don't believe them? Like, stand up again. I know you're sitting on it.
Yeah, it's always my husband's fault.
Yeah.
But really, it's my fault.
And then this one, I do this all the time. When you walk into a store, but you end up not buying anything. And as you leave, you're secretly afraid that they're going to think you're shoplifting because you came in and walked out without anything in your hands.
First of all, that's weird for me to hear this. I don't think I've ever walked into a store and not, maybe if I'm shopping for like clothes, maybe because I didn't find anything. But going to a grocery store, that makes no sense.
I'm also crazy about if I take my phone out and put it back away. I'm very, very obvious about what I'm doing so the cameras don't think I'm putting store merchandise in my bag when I'm putting my phone away.
By the way, in your face, look at the text line. We have at least 5 texts that just came in instantly and say, I always Google the number. I definitely Google the number.
Teresa, that's actually 4.
Okay, that's still 4 people. That agree
with me? 700,000.
I said 5. I did not say 700,000. We were gold,
kind of drink. Texas Hold'em, Beyonce.
There's a brand new special starting today on Max, Call Me Country, Beyonce and Nashville's Renaissance.
Man, there's so many good things on television that has to do with music. Mm-hmm. My only thing, and I was griping to you earlier about this, I don't have every streaming service. Some of these things come on.
But remember, the good thing is none of them require contracts now. So you could just get it for 1 month and then just unsubscribe.
Yeah. You said there's a new one too.
There's a Bon Jovi one on Hulu. The Beyonce one is on Max.
All right. Hey, coming up after Benson Boone, by the way, still the number one song in the world.
Yes, it is. We're going to play one song, 1 second, one prize for a pair of tickets to the Downtown Brunch Walk happening this Saturday.
For a while there, it was rough.
Play Mix 93.3's One Song, 1 Second, One Prize.
Just like the game sounds, you're going to hear 1 second of one song to win one prize, and that prize is a pair of tickets to the Downtown Brunch Walk happening this Saturday in the Power and Light District. Call now to play, 816-476-7093.
So would you like me to get somebody on the phone first?
Yes, please.
Okay, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
I just want to tell you guys, have a wonderful weekend. I will talk to you guys Monday and Tuesday and Friday.
Thank you.
Good to have a good day. Got it, buddy. Have a good day. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Courtney.
All right, Courtney, do you understand how the game works?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we're going to give you 1 second. You have to name the artist and song title. Go.
Oh, I don't know that.
Good try. Thanks for playing.
All right. If you know, call 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. What's the song?
Panic.
I don't know.
I'll play it again. Here we go. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is LaTiffany.
What's the song?
Is it Fortnite by Taylor Swift?
You bet it's Fortnite by Taylor Swift. Good job. You get a pair of tickets to the Downtown Brunch Walk this Saturday in the Power and Light District. You'll get to hear live music, go to vendors, have brunch cocktails and small plates at each participating venue. It's going to be so much fun.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
Hey, Good. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. In about 12 minutes, it's our last look at tabloid.
Yeah, speaking of Taylor Swift, why Swifties think she has updated the lineup in her Eras tour and the Oscar-winning actress that wants to change her name.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Today, we'll keep an eye on the weather. It could get severe after 3 o'clock. Right now, it's our final look at tabloid.
Yeah, we just played Dua Lipa Dance the Night. She was at the 100, the Time 100 gala last night, along with Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes. They look great on the red carpet. Her dress was kind of polarizing. You either love it or you hate it. Dua Lipa, it was a real pretty gown, full length, long sleeves, but in the middle near her belly button, there was a cutout. And some people were like, oh, well, that's interesting. Other people were like, ick.
I'm going to guess she looked beautiful.
Yeah. She looked beautiful, but it wasn't like those dresses where maybe the whole sides are showing. It was literally just where the belly button was.
That's really what I like to emphasize, especially right now where my belly button is poking out.
That'd be a cool dress, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Little
Boop, you just make your whole belly just a cutout just for the whole belly.
Sexy, kind of.
Matthew McConaughey and his wife Camilla were also on the red carpet at a different event. This was in Austin, but it was rare because they had all three of their kids with them on the red carpet. Levi, who's now 15, Livingston, who's 11, and their daughter Vita, who is 14. And Vita is a carbon copy of her mom. I mean, it literally is copy paste. There she is.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Robinson and her daughter, when they go to their trip that they won from Mix 93.3 to mm-hmm. see Taylor Swift in Paris, which that kicks off May 9th, they might see a little bit of a different show. We see some clips, some black and white clips floating around that Taylor has posted of her practicing, and a lot of it looks familiar. You've seen it if you went to the show or maybe if you watched the Era Tours movie. But then there's a clip of dancers wearing a top hat and a cane. That's never been in the show before, and the Fortnite song is playing to the clip. So
it would not surprise me, because when they show the, I've seen the clips you're talking about, she rehearses. People don't realize how hard she works on this tour.
I think they do now. I think at this point we've all seen that's a 3-hour show and she doesn't take breaks.
Nope.
So I think she's definitely going to, at the very least, add one new song at Fortnite. Emma Stone, her real name is Emily Stone, but she had to change it for her Screen Actors Guild card. She says she wants to go back and be called Emily. She's never going to be called Emily. We're never going to call her Emily. No. It's always going to be Emma. That's Your Trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen, where you can save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals. They are locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tricia show. Happy Friday. You know what? I don't think I have any plans for this weekend. Any suggestions?
Like, well, you can come to Oklahoma with me. You want to ride for 5 hours and go see my dad?
Tara, any suggestions?
You want to help me put the nursery together for my upcoming child?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm busy. I forgot I had plans.
You could go see the new Zendaya movie. I know you like her.
I love Zendaya.
It's a tennis movie. It's the one. It's called Challengers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's rated R, too. So I mean, that means it's going to have naughty words and everything. I think it's got some sexy scenes.
Didn't you say you love everything, Tara? Zendaya?
Yeah, I love everything about her. I think she's funny. I think she's nice. I think she's pretty. I think she's talented. I like her relationship. I just think she's great.
She was on, I think it was Kelly Clarkson or one of those shows. They were asking, because she's one of the hosts of the Met Gala that's coming up. Mm-hmm. They were like, so what exactly does that mean? And she goes, I have no idea. I have no idea what it means and what I'll be doing, but I guess they'll tell me.
All right, so if you're looking for something to do this weekend, this is pretty cool. We're doing this all day long.
Yeah, it's actually not this weekend. Very close, though. Opening day is May 4th. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to Worlds of Fun for Free Ticket Friday. All you have to do right now is call 816-476-7093. When he answers the phone, just say, Rocket, you goober. That's it.
Goober?
Yeah.
What if they don't say it?
They don't get the tickets.
I'll give it to them.
Yeah, you will.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jasmine.
You have anything you want to say to Rocket?
Good morning, Rocket.
Thank you. See, she's nice to me. I appreciate that.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys?
She's texting me privately saying you're a goober. You get a 4-pack of tickets to Worlds of Fun to celebrate opening day, May 4th. They've got so many fun things going on, and it's a great time of year to kick off the season.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any big plans this weekend?
No, because it's going to rain.
We
normally have plans every weekend, but I think it's going to rain through Monday.
Yeah, they said around 3 o'clock this afternoon, be careful. It could get severe.
Great, Ryan. I'm on the road.
Oh, man. Yeah, you be careful, Teresa.
Thank you. I will.
Drive.
I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much for listening. Taylor Swift is on Mix.
Rocky, you go.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. Hey, make sure you pay attention to the weather. It looks like it could get severe, not just here in the metro area, but millions of Americans across the United States.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I keep seeing on the different weather apps that Saturday there's a threat of severe weather, all this stuff. But when I just look at my iPhone, Saturday looks like it's going to be windy and that's it. I don't understand.
iPhone lies.
Yes.
I don't want it to lie to me. I trust everything it says.
So, Teresa, please be very careful. You're going to go see your daddy this weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm driving to Oklahoma. According to my super scientific iPhone, it says rain stopping in 15 minutes. But, again, I think the iPhone lies.
Why they got to do us like that?
I don't know.
So get out and enjoy your weekend, but be safe. Before we get out of here, we always do this.
We like to take a second look. Things that we all do but we never talk about. For example, when you get a call from a weird number or an unknown number, do you immediately Google it? Whose number is that? Where's it coming from?
I just block it.
Yeah,
never looked it up? You've never looked up a number to see who it was that was calling?
No.
I double-click the side button so it goes away, and then I block them when the phone call's over.
See, that seems outrageous to me, because I don't do it every time, but I have definitely looked up a number.
I never have.
Wow, you guys are boring. by the way, in your face, look at the text line. We have at least 5 texts that just came in instantly and say, I always Google the number. I definitely Google the number.
Teresa, that's actually 4.
okay, that's still 4 people. Is that a great
700,000.
I said 5. I did not say 700,000.
Trisha's like, oh, maybe it's a friend. I need to Google it and make sure.
I said 5 people, and Tara goes, you said 700,000.
Wait, I was saying 4 people agree with you out of 700,000. I wasn't saying you had 700,000. That's hilarious.
I think you pissed her off now.
Oh, no, I know the truth because I also put a poll on my Instagram story, and right now it's at 100%.
Wait, but also, we weren't saying nobody does that. You just asked if we do that.
Yeah,
we
said don't. No.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, but look at this.
Vindicated.
What do we do?
And the 4 people that texted is a representation of 4 million people in Kansas City.
On that note, we're getting out of here. Until Monday, have a wonderful weekend. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.